Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth is one of the worst performing power plants in the country, and it's scheduled to shut down permanently in 4 months. It's been supplying the region with power since 1989, but for security reasons, only a few people besides employees have been allowed inside. Today, WCAI's Sarah Mises-Tan takes us on a tour of the plant into the reactor building.
The power plant is a simple rectangular building sitting on the edge of picturesque Cape Cod Bay. To get there, you turn off a winding wooded road onto a long driveway lined with signs that caution against trespassers. As you approach the plant, you can hear the transformer humming as it feeds electricity to the grid through overhead power lines. I'm taking a tour with representatives from Entergy, the plant's owner. Before we enter the reactor room, I'm given a hard hat and something the workers call nuclear jewelry. It's a lanyard with plastic badges and a dosimeter, which measures radiation. Joseph Lynch of Entergy explains it's a safety regulation.
We have to have everybody who goes into the reactor building wear dosimetry. So that'll be your record while you're on site of any radiation that you picked up.
After that, I'm checked into the station, and now I'm ready to go into the reactor room.
We're going to bring you through kind of an airlock because the reactor building is kept at a different pressure than here. So if there's any leaks, air will always come in and not go out. So you'll feel kind of the difference in the atmosphere when we go through this little airlock. Then we'll be officially in the reactor building.
Oddly, the inside of the reactor building looks unassuming, like a big gymnasium. There aren't many big machines and there are no loud noises, just a soft humming. In the center of this large room, we stand on top of a few colored tiles.
You're standing on top of an active running nuclear reactor.
That's right. Just under my feet lies a huge nuclear reactor. Inside the reactor are slim rods filled with uranium, all submerged underwater. The nuclear reaction heats the water to steam, which turns the turbines, creating electricity. There's no noise or smell to indicate how much power is being created. And that's the point, says Edwin Lyman of the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Nuclear energy does not generate large amounts of carbon compared to fossil fuels.
Back when Pilgrim was built in the 1970s, nuclear power was thought of as the answer to making clean energy that could be extremely affordable, or in industry lingo, too cheap to meter.
But it'll only be an option if it can be maintained as safely and securely as possible.
Which brings us to the question of spent fuel. When the plant closes, all those uranium rods in the reactor will be stored in concrete containers, which Entergy plans to keep on site for the next 60 years. This is what many people are worried about the most. And Edwin Lyman says the cost of managing nuclear fuel safely is one reason it's never quite lived up to its promise of being too cheap to meter.
Nuclear power has turned out to be one of the more expensive forms of generating electricity, and it also has significant safety and security concerns.
Leaving the reactor, my dosimeter is checked again. It shows I received less radiation than I would on a flight from Boston to Los Angeles. The final check is a machine that looks like an upright tanning bed. It scans me with lasers for any radioactive material that may have landed on me and counts down.
4, 3, 2, 1, clean.
The countdown for Pilgrim has already begun as the plant enters its final months before decommissioning. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan in Plymouth.
Tomorrow, we'll hear about a woman who's invested much of her life into advocating for the closure of Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant and how the realization of this effort is only raising new concerns. This is WCAI.